Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Random Parked. This is episode number 58. I'm your host, Cone Dodger, joined by Kurt, J. Mack, and ZK. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. You know, I tried to get ZK to do the intro, and he just flat out refused.
Refused.
Could you imagine me trying to say those words in that order?
It's really not even that many words, and I don't even use them in the same order every time. There is absolutely no continuity there.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 58. This is Random Parked.
That's actually pretty good, now that you say it that way.
No.
Everything's bad. So what's up with you? What you been doing over there in Carlandia? You two?
We both live in Carlandia. We're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you come join us?
I don't think you'd be good neighbors, to be honest.
I don't think I would know if Kurt was my neighbor.
Well, I guess that's a point. Like, you being neighbors with Kurt is basically like me being neighbors with any of my neighbors, in that I don't know who they are. Well, I know ZK's not actually been up to anything, but Kurt.
Ah. Starters. Aren't they fantastic?
I think that actually makes four, Kurt. I think amongst us, we have had four starter failures this year.
Mm.
That's impressive.
Well, four and a half.
Four and a half?
The starter and the cappuccino slowly going out.
Mm, good.
Well, that's what I'm assuming is happening with the Datsun. Because I took the starter out, which, by the way, Nissan, well done. Compared to 1977 Toyota, two bolts right there. I could access it from the top of the engine bay. Fantastic.
Oh, is it on the opposite side of the? Because it's the intake and the exhaust are on one side, right?
Correct.
So it's on the opposite side of that.
True. It's on the opposite side of that.
Glorious,
isn't it though? So yeah, I popped it off. Well, it's basically same problem. Every now and again, it'll just click. Click, click, and not start the car. And most inconveniently, I took it for a drive a couple days ago, 3 days ago, and then like went to the gas station. And of course, the gas station, only one of the ethanol-free pumps was working, so there was a line. Drove up, blah, 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 filled up, click, 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 click. I had to push it out of the way and had this old guy come and start pushing, rocking. We did the rock the car around in gear and hitting it with the, I whacked it a few times with the tire iron. Anyway, it started. It also happened at a Cars and Coffee, but it started. This is very temperamental. But anyway, I took it out and I took it down to my good friend O'Reilly, my good Irish friend. And
O'Reilly's Pub and Auto Parts.
I see.
You get a winner idea right there.
Yeah. Perhaps an illegal idea. But anyway, it passed their starter tests. It was annoying.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a lot easier to just be like, fail. I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So anyway, I popped it back in, and of course it started first try.
Told you.
There's also a lot of weird wiring going on.
I mean, it's not impossible, but it's like some kind of temperamental currency to like the solenoid or something. But
my thought is like there's like one part of like the brushes or whatever that's slightly burnt out. So if you stop the car and the gears are in the right spot,
that's exactly what the 240 does. Like 80% of the time, it'll start. But those other percent of the times, it'll be in that dead spot, and I've got to, like, kick the starter away from that spot. And usually I do it just by the repeated clicking method, which I know is, like, it's probably, like, bad for it or something or whatever. I don't care. But usually if you just sit there and click the key a bunch, eventually it's going to, like, make contact and go.
Our 240s, that didn't work. Are 240 starters still cheap, or are they going back up?
No, because you remember we took the intake off. Right? During the garage week thing? And I looked, and not only are they not cheap anymore, they don't carry them anywhere anymore. So now they're like $150, and you have to special order them in. How much is a Z?
It's different than a 77-280, mind you. They changed it apparently in 78.
Of course.
Because the 77s and earlier's are much cheaper. $80.
Oh,
and I'm just now noticing, if I'm distracted, there is a Advanced Auto Parts has a category exclusive 25% off, and it expires in 32 minutes.
Oh,
so
shit.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to save $20 on this starter.
You're welcome.
Yes. Check out now.
That's pretty good. All right. Well, we'll move into the ads so that you can just, you know, get your transaction complete.
Please talk amongst yourselves.
Ram and Parked. For this week, I have found that my photo app is no longer the default photo app.
I think that was the Windows update.
Oh, good. Great.
They screwed with it again.
Anyway, hey, ZK, you want to work on an old Ford truck again?
Yeah, you should totally get this.
It's a 1959 Ford F-650 for $2,500. Old dump truck, ran when parked, been sitting for a few years. Has two speed trans.
Oh, like a hydromatic or whatever.
Steel bed, stake sides. Buy will need to have it towed. And boy, is it in the thicket. It is in there.
It is both part of nature, but at least from this first picture, it doesn't look as bad as I would expect.
I would agree. But, you know, I'm sure there's demons below. This side note says F600. I feel lied to.
So, 59, I think Ford was not using the 50 moniker in anything. So, they probably, or whatever marketplace doesn't have like a 600.
These pictures are very much so like found photos. This is a serious Ranwin Parker. Hey, look what engine it is. Look familiar?
Is it an FE? I was going to ask what's in it.
It's a 352. So this is like...
I thought FEs were newer than that.
FE's,
but I guess not.
Old. This is like... This is kind of like the new era for the 352. It was the big new hotness for Ford. I can't imagine.
I was totally expecting like a
300 straight six.
Yeah.
But boy, two-speed 352 and a giant one-ton behemoth.
Oh, it's more than one ton. It's a... Oh.
One and a half ton? So, 2 ton?
I
65 ton.
Six ton.
How does the scale work?
I don't know.
Are you counting all the leaves and foliage?
Right.
I
really love this picture.
Hopefully it has a two-speed rear end also, so you have four speeds.
But you can only change the rear speed, like, from a stop. Well, if you really like it, guess what? You can get a nice one that's Ranwin Park.
I told you.
This one's only $3,200, and it's nice.
I would buy this one.
It's really in, I would say, restorable shape. And who knew that you can get 5-lug dualies? This is news to me.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. This is, a 58 Ford F500 with a 352. And, yeah, 5-lug dualies.
One's a manual. The other one's probably a auto.
Yep. Again, a stake side. You like the flames? The flames doing it for you? This one also is like a Ranwin Park. Like, the interior doesn't look as nice as the exterior, but
but
not a whole hell of a lot to them.
No. Like, it needs what?
Siren.
A pressure washer. Ooh. And some carpet.
I do like the pool ball shift knob.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good touch.
So, those wheels are just throwing me off because
it's so bizarre.
Well, also they're modern-ish.
Are
so,
they?
Because I would have expected this come with like split rims or something, right?
Oh yeah, maybe. But
so these are like some reproduction or replacement,
I guess,
which makes them even weirder.
It's, yeah. I mean, you can. I'm such a nerd now. I hate it. But you can even tell this is the same rear differential that's in Jesse, Like, that's the same. That's the same.
Dana.
Dana, yeah. So apparently that exists.
Who knew?
Who knew?
You probably can't find those drum brakes, period.
Yeah, brakes for this thing is just a myth. I never really saw this front end design on the Ford trucks, but I think it might be my favorite. I really like all the hood details too. Like it's got
a lot of character.
Yeah. How'd your transaction go, Kurt?
Fantastic. My Advance Auto Parts order has been placed, and more good news, my purchase qualifies for a chance to win up to $25 today by telling them about my experience.
This is one of the funniest bits that has ever been on Red. We're so good at the not sponsor sponsors.
Yeah, really.
You do can win. Just go to advancedautoparts.com/randwinpart.
And then
they're gonna get like a bunch of failed F404 requests. They're gonna be like, why are people trying to access this page that doesn't exist?
Well, since you're ready to go, Kurt, what you got for us?
I am. I nearly forgot, but I have a 1979 Chevy van for only $400, which has been in their driveway for at least 10 years. They, better than ran when parked, they simply don't remember when it was actually drivable.
One day it existed.
It just came to be. It has a clean title, which is surprising given the lack of knowledge about the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Candidate for restoring, or you could use it as parts. Price to sell, cash only, please.
$400.
Your very detailed information.
Yeah.
I want you to, before we continue, mm-hmm. contents inside the van that you see in the picture are not part of the van and not included and will be removed.
What?
So don't get your hopes up for anything you might find inside the van.
Usually that's added value because usually they make you clean it up yourself.
I feel like since they said that, we're about to lose value. Well, I mean, that belt better come with
it. I know, right?
Come on. The seat not be...
The seat doesn't look attached. It might come out. Not might not be included.
I need a new bucket.
I really thought there was going to be stuff in here that I was going to be like, man, I would have wanted that stuff. It's just trash. Why are they so upset about this? Maybe those are fishing rods, I guess. Possibly, or golf clubs.
Golf clubs?
I don't know.
I still want the bucket.
Yeah, the mystery bucket.
Mystery bucket.
Be anything in there.
Registration.
Could be another bucket.
I'm pretty sure that rego is like 95 or 99.
Yeah, that's a very old plate.
That is old. This thing just came to be. They don't know how. Mm-hmm. Thank you for another picture of this seat.
I know, they have like three pictures of the same angle.
Yeah, a lot of pictures of the back. This is like, yeah, $400. That's like scrap value.
Minus what's inside.
Yeah. Honestly, the body seems in decent shape.
ZK, half of the bottom of the door is missing.
Oh, it's very blurry for me. Sorry. I've had a lot to drink.
I think, well, I can also see holes through the roof. I think it's just brown, and we don't realize how rusty it is.
You might be right there.
It's really rusty, I believe.
It has camouflage for itself.
Yeah. The body is rusted in various places. There was something in here. I took pictures to see all of it, but I wasn't able to take pictures of the roof, which is rusted in a few areas. No. I saw. I saw enough.
Yes. It looked like there was a hole cut in the roof.
Yeah, there's a sunroof.
It's like a
is that what it is?
Yeah, something.
Our, sharing platform of choice is being a little stingy on the bandwidth today.
Oh, weird. This episode not brought to you by I forgot the name of the company.
Not Zoom.
Poop bucket. Is that a poop bucket?
Yeah, who knows? that could be what the bucket is. I figured that would be the best way for me to remember what this one was.
Bucket's a poop. ZK.
You never know, because you don't get it if you buy it.
1979 Porsche 928 GTS Coupe.
I need the wing! I need it.
So, ran in 94, parked and hasn't been touched since. Don't know actual mileage. Will need new interior paint, windshield, tires, and mechanical work. Body is straight. Bought as a project and don't have time or money. Texas title in hand.
94?
94. This thing has been... That's more than half of its life, right?
Yeah.
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 Has been sitting in this parking lot, probably.
This car was... This is a very weird reference. I'm sorry. This car was a really big Kurt Cobain fan, and it just couldn't go on anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's awful. Let's continue.
I'm sorry. Too soon. Huh. That's just... I'm just trying to reference, like, how long ago 1994 was to be sitting here on the side of a road, like, within eyeshot of people... And now they choose to sell it.
Yeah, I mean, I assume they rolled it out for pictures, but like tires are flat. It's
I think so. But
yeah, it's really weird. So it literally looks rusty everywhere.
Look at the tires.
The tires have, yeah.
They're melted.
But also, if you notice, there's parts of this car that I'm pretty sure are plastic.
Mm-hmm.
That also look rusted.
Like the wing. Actually, a lot of this car is urethane.
Yeah, like the bumpers and the wing. And I think it was on your Discord recently, someone posted, it was a GDM sale or something, and it was like a fake patina job of like rusted bumpers and stuff. I'm like, wait, this actually exists in real life?
Huh.
And that interior is rough.
Oh my God, Texas. There you go. This picture.
Texas.
I like that it was like lightly modified in 1994 style too, with those wheels and, you know, the quick change hub on the steering wheel that's gone.
Yeah, I didn't see any indication that there was a steering wheel ever in this. So I don't know my Porsches of this generation. This is a front engine rear wheel drive V8 car?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
And depending...
This was the new 911. This was the replacement for the 911. They were like, we're done. No more rear engine cars. We need to grow up and make front engine cars because that's what people want. And they made it, let's not say hideous. Let's just say they made it in a way that was questionable in looks to most.
And if you ever, like, the Wikipedia has a nice gif of the headlights up, and it's horrible.
It's not.
Yeah, they're, like, floating.
It's a taste, you know? It's a thing some people really like, and some don't. I will say manual ones are a rarity, so that is a...
Yeah, and $2,500, like, I assume the engine is just, like, a giant block of rust. And
yeah, it probably looks like
impossible.
This.
Yeah.
That interior was originally black.
Like, I don't have any desire to own one, but I feel like I would really enjoy a go in one.
Yeah, that's fair. I would like to see, because a lot of people said that, like, overall, the 928 was the better car. Like, it was better than a 911. It just didn't have the history. It didn't have the looks. And it wasn't weird. Like, it wasn't weird in the right way, like a rear-engined, you know, 911 is.
It was just a V8 touring car, basically. Yeah,
exactly.
And do they sound good?
No, it's sad.
They don't?
It does
really?
Not. It does not sound like... You would think it's going to sound like a refined V8, but instead it sounds like two four-cylinders fighting each other. It sounds like two KAs running at the same time.
Gross.
I've gone down that route because my old roommate Slag was obsessed with these cars, and I kept trying to justify it, like, oh, they must sound really good. Nope. They just kind of go bluh, bluh, bluh.
they don't even, they probably don't even rev to like $7,000 or anything interesting.
Don't think so.
For shame.
But that wing though. I think you need that on the Z card.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
But it's the right angle. Like it's got the hatch angle.
Right, but then it would like stick out.
But what about this 6-foot antenna?
Really, really wanted a good connection to
their quality FM.
What was like one of those 90s like radio talk shows that was everywhere?
I only know like local ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know any like.
There's one that like Bubba the Love Sponge. Does that ring a bell to anybody?
I have never heard those words in that order in my entire life.
Now you have. Perhaps that reference was a mistake. And I'm a person that makes mistakes.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Kind of cheating. I kind of ran out of time to make to find a mistake ad, but I made his mistake. I have a bug now.
Did it run when parked?
It ran when parked, and it has a ran when parked history. I didn't really get to go over this. I just posted a video in the past for you listening.
But literally, like, when we started recording it, it went live.
Right, but literally right
now. I was very confused.
going over it. But I didn't really get a chance to tell much of the story. So basically, let's say friend of the show, Dude, has this bug. It is a 99 Beetle. It's a 5-speed. I think it's an NA car. I don't know. Maybe it's a turbo. I don't know.
Are either of those the notorious 1.8?
No. But maybe. he bought it new. He's a bug fanatic. Like he loves bugs. He likes any car with round headlights. Goot is obsessed with. Which I really don't understand, but whatever. And he only drove it for like a couple years, and then let's just use the words he stopped driving for 10 years. So the car sat for 10 years. He got it fixed 10 years later because it needed, you know, fuel system. Like I think they put a new fuel tank, injectors, and all new lines in it. He promptly then decided to drive it once and then never again for the last, I don't know, 6 years or so. So he got that
fancy limited edition one, right?
Yeah, a GSR.
GSR, yeah.
So this car basically drove for 2 years and has spent the rest of its life over in the woods behind the truck. And he mentioned at one point, like, you ever want to do something with this car, come and get it. And during I don't even remember when it was, but during some stream thing, we made a bet basically that I would come and get it and, you know, wear a silly costume doing it.
And now, wasn't that at his place? You also had to retrieve your cone? Or am I thinking of something entirely different?
Yeah, I think you're right. Wait, this is at his place. Like, this is that what you mean?
Well, yeah. But, no, I mean, like, the cone costume
existed.
After one of the,
right.
the streams, he took
stole,
it.
Yeah, he stole it from me and probably sweat all over it or something. But
don't watch his VODs.
But yeah, well, I have bug now, and I had no idea what my plans for this thing were. I really just was going to get it running and then like give it back to him and be like, sell this thing, get rid of it. There's no reason for you to have this. Gotta tell you, I didn't know how bad it was. Don't let cars sit for 15 years in the sun, especially when they're black cars, because it's
I feel like those headlights aren't dirt.
No, but the interior, like, I'm going to be streaming a lot of the work on this car. You're going to want to see a lot of it because, as we've already saw in the video, you don't know this, but today when I got it off the truck, I went to close the door. I grabbed the door, like, pull. The whole door panel split in half.
Oh. It's slowly crumbling from within.
Like,
that's so bad. 'Cause those...
every piece of plastic in the car has become not even glass. Like, it's literally just crumbling.
it's like the chalky candy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically...
doesn't taste as good. Don't eat it.
Necco wafers? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, but like really thin.
Yeah. But the plan, as has been like inceptioned into my brain by Powers, by the way, fits in the garage.
Oh,
it's impressive. This guy. Yeah.
Tandem garage.
Mm-hmm. Tandem and side by side. Powers has inceptioned me into rally crossing the bug. So that is the plan.
Yes.
We're going to get it running. I'm going to put a little bit of a lift on it so it doesn't die immediately. Throw a skid plate under it. Put some snow tires on it. And we're going rallycrossing.
Woohoo!
Because somebody else did it.
I hear stop signs make good skid plates.
Yeah, you sent me this one that was like $130. And I was like, what about vandalism?
That was on eBay. Yeah, that seemed fine. But like, that seemed really easy to do. But like, I've seen going to scrap yards.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, and you can just get a stop sign and just bend it into place.
Sounds good. But... yeah, because I do want to do that, because you see this thing sticking out right here in this picture? That's oil,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's the oil thing. Yeah, and if I recall correctly, these are like the brittle cast aluminum oil pans.
Right, yeah, you hit that thing and it's gonna shatter. Like that door panel.
At least a steel oil pan will take a dent.
Right. Yeah, not just become dust. So yeah, that's the mistake of the year, I guess.
That's the girlfriend is very interested in knowing like what the paint theme is going to be.
I don't.
What's its costume?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I don't. It's got to have something.
It's
got to
look like you in this outfit.
Yeah, I guess if you have suggestions, leave them in the comments. We've also had the idea of like, you know, buy the livery for it, but then I just know it'd be a weeb car, and I don't want it to be a weeb car.
How much to put eyelashes on it?
We'll talk. Kurt.
I don't have a bug story for you, but I do have a love story. I just came up with that as I was speaking it, so welcome. I have a 1979 Chevy Love 4x4, very low mileage, for $7,500. It says it only has 38,000 miles from Juneau, Alaska. Been stored inside 4-speed, 4x4. For the longest time, I didn't even realize that the Loves came with 4x4.
This is news to me.
News to me, too.
I remember finding one, I don't know, last winter or something like that, and posting it in your Discord and be like, I didn't know they came 4x4. But they do.
Apparently I had forgotten that. I like the 4x4 graphics.
Yes, the graphics are great. I also like the, you'll get a close-up, the actual fender emblem. It's very large and...
Love. Six lug.
I don't know if I would fit in it. These are smaller, it's smaller than it looks. Because there's one that I'm sure is ran when parked that's like in an alley down the street from us.
So my experience with mini trucks in general is there is enough room in them. But if it's got like a bench that slides or something, like hopefully the driver is taller than the passengers.
Loves have an advantage. That's all I have. No, but you see this space behind the door? They actually, on the standard cabs, have more room than like the Datsun. The Datsun ends basically where this door is. So the Love is probably the biggest seating capacity, or like legroom wise, of all these 70s mini trucks for that reason. So maybe, but you're not going to be comfortable.
No.
Even the graphics on the back are cool.
How, Loves are front wheel drive, aren't they?
No.
Or no?
They're rear wheel drive.
No, they're not. Okay.
It's an Isuzu, right? It's an Isuzu pup, essentially.
That's right. That's right.
That is a seat cover. I need it.
But you just got one.
I know, but come on. Look at this.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It looks
really comfy.
It looks like my grandma's toilet seat cover. It's actually, yeah, in really remarkable shape, I would say.
Yeah, you should buy it.
Do it.
I should. Look at that little off-roading
inclimometer
on the thing.
You both said
inclimometer.
I don't think anybody got it right, though.
No.
It's a fun word to not say properly.
It's funny how the dash looks just like identical to the Datsuns. Yeah, this is really nice.
It's weird because it's a 4x4, which I would assume is like the higher trim level.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But in a lot of mini trucks, like those also came with tacks, and this doesn't have a tack.
Yeah.
Wait. Go back to the engine bay.
Sorry.
So there's this little tube off to the bottom left.
This one?
Is that supposed to be the intake?
Oh, this over here.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, there usually is a tube.
It's just sucking in air right off the exhaust manifold right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it loves it. How many pickups have clamshell hoods, though? Come on. Probably not
many. That's real good.
Probably not many.
You should buy this.
But are you going to buy this instead? Are you my dad?
There's another option. Yeah, more 4x4 graphics, but this time an 83 Nissan 720 King Cab. For $3,500, like half the price if you go Nissan. Although it does have 318,000 miles to the 68.
That just means it's good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those wheels.
No.
No. The extended cab, more room.
Oh, yeah. You'd fit in this. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love.
It's also
this very strange year where it was Nissan Datsun.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put the Nissan word over top of the Datsun like stripe logo.
Also, I like that the 4x4 graphics just looks like 44 graphics.
Right, yeah, you can barely see the X.
I don't love these, but this one's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the square headlight, what, 720s are the square headlight ones? Like, this one's not bad.
If you were getting into trucking, this is a good truck to get into trucking.
What am I looking at?
I don't know.
I thought that was like a helmet or something, but I don't know what it is. It's like a...
I think it's a hat with a thing
it's
over
a hat.
It.
It's one of those...
Oh, this is Alaska truck.
Hats.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that like it's got wool over it to go over your ears, right?
The Love was an Alaska truck. I don't know.
Oh, no, this is in Alaska. No, this is Warner, Washington.
I don't know.
Yeah, not saying I'm going to become a pickup truck guy.
I'm thinking you are.
I 1,000% approve of Kurt the mini truck guy.
Is this a mini truck?
I think it's a perfect complement to a Z.
My problem is that first gen 4Runners are too damn expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for alternatives.
What you want is a first gen Pathfinder. You want a Mazda B22 or 2600. They're fairly undervalued.
Or one of these.
You can get those in 4-wheel drive.
I don't really have any big problems with these. My dad always hated this engine, but it was one of those things where he's like, it's got 8 spark plugs. It must be bad.
Bro, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're twin spark. And I was always like, so does a V8. You love those. I don't know. This engine could be, they share a block with a KA. It can't be that bad.
It's got a Weber.
Yep. You know how to tune those.
I'm familiar with those.
Get it. Do it. It's ready for Rockville. What am I? Never mind. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what that's supposed to be. Let's move on. I'm uncomfortable.
Why hesitate to become a truck guy? Go on.
I'm still uncomfortable.
So, as we probably are all fans of Mitocur mods, and they've been going through the recent Honda kick. I just kind of was looking around, and I found this 97 Acura Integra LS. Except for it has a J swap in it.
Real? This is a real photo?
This is a real photo. This is a J32. So the 3.2 liter VTEC V6. And
oh, is it a no hood
car? One of my favorite Integras? Huh?
Is it a no hood car? Every one of these I've ever seen with the V6 in it doesn't have a hood.
It has a hood.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I'll go back.
Oh, sorry.
I'll consider trade, but it better be cool or worth it. Prices, $9,500, $9,500, $9,500. OBO, that is.
Wait, hold on.
That's like a Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Hold on. I'll run those numbers for us real quick. That's $9,500 plus $9,500 plus $9,500. That's, $28,500. That's pretty good value. Three easy payments like... of $9,500.
OBO. I feel like this would be a hoot to do just massive stupid front wheel drive burnouts.
It's an instrument, oboe. Yeah, it's or best offer.
Saxophone. No, I know or best offer, but a lot of times I see people like put a price and OBO, thinking they'll get higher than that price.
Oh, oh no. I've always thought OBO meant that we're willing to negotiate lower.
Right. Yeah, like you never put OBO in. Yeah, that's. Let's take like, a side thing. Like is there ever a good idea to put OBO in a. Like, is there any reason to put OBO in an ad?
If you're really desperate to get rid of something.
Right. I guess. It just sounds. Sometimes it sounds like people are like. Or best offer, like they're trying to run their own auction.
The only time
or something like that.
I've seen that actually work that way is that one Z you found where the guy listed it for like $4,000 or something. And he was like, I have offers for like $7,500 or $8,000 or whatever.
I guess.
But as far as this car, I don't think anyone's going to offer more than that.
What are you supposed to scoop up in that side skirt?
Yeah, it's a little interesting.
It is a no hood car.
I don't see a hood
it's
here.
Not a no hood car.
There's no way a hood clears that engine.
There's no. It's not a no hood car.
It is a. Oh my god.
It's got a hood with a giant hole in it.
I hate it. That is really well done, but I hate it.
But look, you can check the oil without even have to pop the hood.
They went from single cam life to I love my Honda. Yeah, this was a thing. I remember going to Import Face Off and seeing a bunch of these, and they're stupid fast. They're stupid cars. They look real stupid. And
they're real dumb.
They're real dumb. yeah, it was a thing. I guess it still is, kind of.
I don't know. Like, I was sort of looking for like sex pack star or cars, and I couldn't find anything. But this kind of popped up, and I was like, bygone era, basically.
Yeah, I don't feel like.
But I feel like this would be fun to drive. It'd be real dumb and not good, but fun.
Yeah, I feel like the Australia sex spec thing happened a little different over here. Like, I feel like the transition in and out was slower, and it was never quite as big.
Yeah, maybe, I feel like more into like SEMA sort of stuff.
Right, SEMA, and there was like the Fast and the Furious phase where there was a bunch of people trying to make those cars, but not a terribly large amount of the people that just did like the scene stuff, like just the like the stuff they were talking about.
It's been a long time since I've seen like a car with a bunch of subs in it for sale, though.
That's a shame.
At least around here, it's all donks and stuff, so.
That's a shame. How much? Oh, yeah, I forgot. $9,500.
OBO.
This is probably.
How could you forget?
I don't know. This is probably in the neighborhood of you couldn't build it for that.
Yeah, and they did wire tuck and everything, so it's, I don't know. It looks, the workmanship looks decent.
Also,
the car is straight.
I still like the solid headlight integras more than the double headlight ones.
Oh, get out of here.
Sorry. If we don't disagree, the world implodes.
I know.
Speaking of the world imploding, I actually did something with the auction watch this week. And
you've been on something.
I feel like I actually have done my proper homework and everything. You remember last episode we were talking about that Grand Sport Corvette?
Mm-hmm.
Sold for $25,000.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty good money. And I think we closed it out with me saying something like, if this was the same price as a Viper, why would I ever get this over a Viper? Or something of that nature. And I did some research as to...
On a Viper!
I have made two mistakes in 1 week. how much you can get a cheap Viper for these days. I excluded cars that were like wrecked or salvage titles, stuff like that. I'm talking like something you could just get into and drive.
This car is literally on fire right now.
Right. And the Viper prices have kind of hopped up and down. RT10s were very not sought after for a long time, like the very first gen ones. But there seems to be a shift happening. This is the cheapest RT10 Viper I could find easily, like on AutoTrader, and it's $39,500.
That seems very high.
There are nicer... There are worse Vipers out there for less. But I couldn't find any that were just like, hop in and drive. And I feel like this one's comparable, at least, to the ZR1. Even though it's newer, it's an RT10, it's a first-gen Viper. It's you know, something you could just get into and... you know, have your Viper experience around a tree. So the average price of the RT10s, you're going to be in the 35 to 45 range to get something that's drivable.
Also, I just want to point out that the first gens are sort of my favorite because they have the six lug wheels.
Second gens do.
That oh, do they?
That nice. Did not go away. They speaking of the second
gens. The Durango or whatever.
Second gens are not very sought after, it turns out. Apparently, people do not like the kind of, like, refreshed version, the SRT10, because these, being much newer and much better cars, like, these actually had some engineering in them. They had, you know, creature comforts and, you know, working air conditioning and stuff, a working top, and... overall, a much faster and better car. These are already falling down into like the mid to high 40s for what I guess is a better car. But yeah, I agree. They're not as striking. Like, they don't have that same wild factor to me.
So I feel like the first gen is special because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It was like, let's cobble together some stuff and make something. And it's kind of cool for that aspect of it. Personally, I feel like every Viper generation is better than the last one. Like, I don't know. I like every generation of them for different reasons.
I was never a huge fan of this generation.
It got I feel a little... like this is probably the best bang for the buck, drivable. You could... When I used to commute to work, at the old office, like, I would see someone on the tollway or the highway drive one of these. Like, I saw them a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. So someone was dailying a second gen Viper.
That hurts its appeal to me.
I thought it was cool.
It is cool, and it's still a cool car. The GTSs are kind of funky, but they're still neat, and they're so niche. Like, they made so few GTSs of the second generation. But the cream of the crop. Like, for me, if I'm going to get a Viper, it's got to be a GTS. The cheapest GTS I could find is in sad shape. Like, it's... look at the paint. Like, you can just tell this car has not been taken care of.
As no Viper should be.
Wow. It's got, you know, a wing tacked on it that's not factory. It's, you know, it's not extremely well... suited for, you know, daily driving, I'm sure. and it's 55, and they're going up to like 75, 80 to get into one that's reasonable to drive every day. So what I'm saying is my Viper dream's probably dead. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Just buy one that was wrecked and fix it with a welder like all the other YouTubers.
Sadly, that's the only way I could ever get into one, I do believe. And I don't know that I value my life that little. So I think the Grand Sport is the better value these days. Just my opinion. There you go. Auction Watch.
And that's the one. Just my opinion segment.
Kurt, you.
You indeed. Who wants to feel icky about Bring a Trailer? Apparently, Jay Leno's 2015 Tesla Model S P90D sold on Bring a Trailer just last week, earlier this week, really, for $95,500. So this is weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
That's weird.
I first saw this, they posted it on their Instagram that, like, here's Jay Leno's Tesla. I mean, it's a Tesla, but it's more of the fact that Jay Leno was selling a car.
On Bring a Trailer.
Interestingly, like, speaking of celebrities, I don't know if it was, it mustn't have been how I first heard of Bring a Trailer, but I remember very early on, what's his name? The comedian Carlin,
Jerry Seinfeld.
What? No, his last name is George Carlin. That's the one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about someone. Never mind.
Carlin. That's Jerry Seinfeld's middle name is Carlin. His daughter was selling his BMW on Bring a Trailer. Was like one of the earlier times, so that was like, oh, kind of a celebrity car. But apparently, like, here's Jay Leno's comments, and apparently he's been lurking, and he's purchased cars before 2017 on Bring a Trailer.
Oh, I don't have a problem apparently, personally, with like Jay Leno's car stuff. Like, he is a pretty good hobbyist of cars. Like, he has an actual interest in automotive history, and like he's a good car historian, separate from whoever he is as a person.
True. But it's hard to separate that, because he is that.
it is hard to separate that, but yeah. I don't think the fact that Jay Leno sold a car on Bring a Trailer tarnishes my opinion of Bring a Trailer.
No, obviously not. But I just found it to be amusing.
It is amusing.
And I wonder, like, I don't know. I don't know if this is any indication of anything of, like, the market or, like, Bring a Trailer status in the realm of things. Like, it's not quite...
I just wonder how much a used P90D goes for.
That's what, like, I was wondering.
Usually.
Like, what is a 2015? This is, in my opinion, the only Tesla they ever made that was good looking. And I do wonder, like, is this the average price of these? Or what is the average price? How does the fact that Jay Leno owned this add to its value at all? I don't know.
I think it does, other than maybe it's maintained. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the fact that Tesla would sell Jay Leno the best P90D that they made.
Maybe.
So apparently these retailed. So base price was $120,000, and as tested, $134,000. So in that range.
But what are they now?
That's what I'm trying to find.
Yeah, I mean, here's one with $22,000. They say this Jay Leno's has $23,000. I'm looking at that's $68,000.
So somebody paid $30,000 to be able to sit where Jay Leno has farted. That's what I'm getting. that's what I've gotten out of this. Hey, it's good to know the market value of a farted on seat.
All that
it's very relevant information to me.
Got a bug for sale. Got some celebrities who farted in it.
You need more denim in your diet.
All right, well, I have an upset stomach now. Let's move on. ZK?
So, apparently, Fiat 500 Barths aren't worth anything.
Kinda.
This is a 2012. I think the next one, it says how many miles it had, but the winning bid on eBay was $5,500. This one was a 2012 with 87,000 miles. Which is about how many miles ours has. Ours is a 2015, though, so a couple years newer.
Man, what a bargain.
Honestly, yes. Because, well, most of the complaints about them are, let's call them, quality related or like driving position.
Right.
They're a hoot to drive.
Oh, yeah.
They're
this
real
is,
fun.
This is miles per dollar. Really good ratio on this one.
Yeah. So if you can get one of these for $5,500, buy it. Like, it's a lot of fun. The reason I picked this is that we actually just sold her a Barth. As the viewers may know, we bought the Civic, and that was to replace Bonka's old Barth. Because, as you can see, there's no backseat, really.
Well, yeah. I remember Slag got his, and, like, he bought it from a dealer, and the back seat was literally like taken apart in a pile in the back of it because it.
Oh, yeah. Just one of the ones I looked at had a rear seat delete kit in it, and they're like, oh, I guess we'll throw in the old seats too.
Right.
But, so ours had about this mileage, but as we've been discussing those internet car dealership companies, I will say we had a positive experience. With Carvana.
Ah, such relief to hear you say those words and not other words.
So, Bunko went and got the car appraised at Texas Direct Auto, which is sort of it's a local thing, but they've sort of affiliated, bought by Vroom.com, which is nationwide. They gave us a price. She went across the street to our favorite
CarMax.
Yeah. And they gave us a better price. Although she had to wait at like she had to wait like 2 hours at each of these places for them to get to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I email or do the Carvana's thing, and then they give us a price that's 20% higher. They don't ask any questions, and they just showed up and took it and gave us money.
Now that's living in the future right there. That's mm-hmm. the future I want to live in.
And I would say ours was a little bit more rough than this one too.
Yeah, in some ways.
We lowered it and they didn't care. The wheels were purple, which they didn't care. apparently all of these have the buttons on the center console wear out. I think I included that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see how the things are one of
our flags were the same way.
but yeah, they gave us a good price. I'm just gonna say it was like $8,000, which is crazy to me for.
Well, considering someone just bought this one for five.
And the weirdest part is, so ours is rough, right? Like it's lowered. It's got purple rims. It's one of the things I noticed as the guy was picking up is the little antenna in the back was literally like crumbling. They didn't care.
Like
they
the
just...
interior of the bug.
Yeah.
Yes. They didn't care. They just gave us the money and took it away. And from what the guy was telling me, because of the current car market, I would have thought they would have auctioned it off. They were just going to sell it retail as is.
Huh.
I looked on their website for stuff they had for sale, and they were selling these listed for like $12,000.
Anything that's new enough,
with like
they can get
scuffs
a
on the car.
Jeez.
Yeah, so weird. It's crazy.
So what you're saying is, if you're one of those people out there hanging on to your Barth, and you're like, oh, I want to get rid of this car someday. Now's the time.
Now is the time to sell your Barth, because this is the only time it's going to be worth something.
Right.
I feel like there might be maybe in like 10 years like they might become cool again, and people are like, hey, yeah, I bought one of these. It's like my first car. Or like
maybe,
but I don't think they're ever going to be that cool. And B, I don't think they're going to last that long.
Right.
Get rid of it. Now's your chance.
Get out while you can. I kind of feel bad for Sly because he sold his last year, and I'm sure he lost his butt on it.
They're such good cars, and Bonka's so or they're not good cars. They're fun cars.
Yeah.
And Bonka's still depressed about it because they're a lot of fun. It has personality, which is a lot to ask from a car these days. It just wants you to drive it stupid all the time, always. And just, you know, put a quart of oil in every gas tank.
Well,
that's normal.
Yeah.
According to Fiat, yes, it is.
All right. Well, it is time to move on to the best finds of the week, which means reviewing last week's contest, or last episode's contest, where Kurt had the strangely proportioned but somehow full-sized Subaru 360. ZK had the world's most discount Gravedigger. And I had what is certainly actually not a hovercraft. And the winner isn't what? Me. This is the wrong picture. Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I can actually go look right now. It must not have saved the right review.
I should vote for myself while I still can.
No. Don't look at the results on here. They're not real. It's Kurt with 65 votes. There's a bamboozle. And I had 58 votes. 65, 58. ZK had 29. So what? Kurt.
No one liked discount Gravedigger compared to the fake hovercraft?
Apparently not. I have to say, I'm surprised how many people enjoyed the fake hovercraft. But come on, that was a pretty weird random part.
I just can't win with you people.
Kurt, though, continues to pull ahead in the best finds contest.
In the championship season.
Yeah, that will never end.
I have to ship him the trophy. Is it going to be, you know how expensive shipping is?
All right, for this episode's best finds, I have found the 1970 Tri-Rod 340. Tri-sport, tri-rod, trike, excellent condition, has front ski, cover, and boxes, an extra pair of something. Wheels, I think.
Extra parts, probably.
I did not know this was a thing until I came across this ad, and I'm glad I know now, because what a thing it is. It's basically what were the ATVs called that were, oh, I guess just a three-wheeler, but like raised and long and like a motorcycle.
Interesting.
This is the rear suspension and engine setup.
Not stealing my content, Cone.
Oh, sorry. This is not like a little go-kart engine or anything. Like it's got a full ATV style.
It is
engine.
A go-kart. Yeah, or ATV, yeah.
It's... Yeah, but not. We're not talking like a 5.5 horsepower brakes or something.
No.
Like this thing's probably going to scoot. You can see the fiberglass of the, like, quote-unquote body. Just the best advertising included in this ad, too. Like,
they were, oh, that's pretty good.
They are really, really pushing these things. And it's really neat. I don't know what the heck I would do with it other than break something, but
so I would... 340, is that like CCs?
Could be. Probably. Probably says in the ad.
That's
yeah, 340 CC.
It's pretty spicy.
You could die real quick in this thing. Probably why I've never seen one.
I don't think you would die. I think you would just lose some teeth.
Probably. I just have a lot of memories of three-wheelers as a kid, and everybody that I ever knew that was on a three-wheeler is missing something. They have some part of their body that no longer is.
Was there no pictures of it with the ski front? That would
yeah,
be interesting.
No,
it's like,
no
a,
picture
like a James Bond villain.
It wasn't in the advertising either?
No.
Nope. For shame.
Shame. For shame. There you go. That's my best find of the week.
Wait, wait, wait. Go back to that one picture.
This one?
The one in the garage. That's kind of that one. What is that tiny little pink?
Zinka, yeah, you have kids.
I need that.
It's a. They're called basically like push bikes. It's a push rider. Yeah. So it's got no engine or anything.
That's the tri rod. That's the quad rod.
That's the quad rod. Yeah, no engine, all feet, no pedals.
Never mind.
Okay. Kurt.
So I heard somebody's looking for some ideas on what to do with the Volkswagen.
Is this a full-size picture? What is with you in scale, Kurt?
Ooh. Apparently, 1969 Volkswagen Porsche.
Sharp?
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. For $9,000. You're looking at a nice ride. All new tires, new battery, fresh tune-up, runs out strong, has the 1600cc VW engine with headers, sounds like a big V8 engine. If you're wanting a fun ride, don't get that tri-rod. Getting thumbs up, this dude does it.
Wait, what?
Yes, a removable T-top. Call or text for information on said car.
He's getting thumbs up
where? The aforementioned Hickel.
Can I just, like, forfeit or retire my entry? I got things to do. I'll be back later.
I mean, I would have never known it's not a Porsche.
No. I still can't decide whether this is like a model car or not. Okay, it's full. Ew! Oh, God. Ew. No.
I don't.
No.
It's happy. So happy.
Look how happy it is.
No. Oh, my God. The front is so bad. What is the.
Yeah.
What.
It's already been wrecked once, also.
Mm-hmm. Sony head unit, though. Wow.
The Sony Explode Walmart special?
Wow. The coolest part is the middle. Like, the chopped top of it is kind of cool. That part I dig. The front and the back is really not as bad. The front. Like, the front really... Somebody was okay
thing.
With this. Yeah, the whole thing.
So, like, did they put an engine? It's still the 1600? What?
No, it's just a regular bug. But
just
it's got
stretched?
It's got
question mark?
I think this is the regular ending point here.
Yeah. It's just chopped so much.
Yeah. And then this, you know, like, the front bumper and the rear bumper are so long in extra.
Why would you do that?
Because it's clearly a Porsche now. Clearly.
But that doesn't, what is that? Like a... What is it? The crappy four-cylinder one? The 930?
Oh, you mean like the 912? 911?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. The front engine.
The 944?
Oh, the
944, yeah.
944.
Do they like cut off a 944 and stick it on?
I...
No. Or had like the separate like safety bumper.
I feel like this is made. Like I feel like this is a kit you bought to put on your bug to make it look like a Porsche.
But it doesn't. Like what Porsche is it supposed to look like?
like a pre 993, like you know, like the big.
I don't know Porsche numbers.
I don't know. Whoa. Wow.
I don't even want to show mine anymore.
Ezekiel, what you got?
I have a 1989 BMW that I would actually buy.
Because it's got a big push bar on it?
It's got a push bar and a winch and so much more. You don't even know. If you're looking for these cars, they're you must know a lot about... Yeah, if you're looking for this cars, you must know a lot already before you do. They are rare classic cars. Mine's super reliable. I've done a lot of work to it. I've owned it for 7 years. My pride and joy.
I like the poetry format of this.
Always put a smile on my face driving it. These cars are not for someone who needs a car, but wants a Euro classic. It's my daily, so it's a beater. Also, 325IS is like the best E30 you can get.
And they did this to it.
And they did this to it, and it's glorious because it will aggravate any BMW fan, and that's a good thing.
Oh my God, what's going on there? What's going on in the back?
Other than the pictures are more clear. But so they put a front bumper on it. They rebuilt the head or something at some point. That's inconsequential. It's just interesting that they included those pictures. It's got a nice light on the antenna, so you can see it at night, I guess. He's got other projects that...
Real person of class here.
He's got friends, apparently.
What's that like? They did skids.
It's got the Home Depot edging special side skirts.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. Okay.
And that's just normal BMW things. Don't worry about that.
Right. Okay. Gotta have the coilovers. If we make the picture blurry, you won't see how bad it is. Jack Daniels bottle.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's actually being used or not. But yeah, the back is one of those cargo carrier.
Right.
But with the custom rear bumper that is tubing cut. I guess they don't own a bender because all the cuts are at 90 degrees. There's your stop sign skid plate that I was talking about.
Can I just get their skid plate? Good. Yeah. Yep. I hate it.
It's good.
I've always had this desire to do a series that's just like buy poorly modified cars and unmodify them.
Let's look at the work and craftsmanship that went into this, okay? The winch actually fits behind the push bar, and it has clearance for the hood to open. Like, they thought about this.
That makes it worse.
No, I mean, it's glorious. See, like, it clears. You can open it.
It would look pretty cool next to Kurt's Z with the shark face on it.
It does look exactly like something from Wreckfest.
Yeah. It's got that level of coolness. I guess it's just a little offensive that it's actually on a pretty nice car.
Yeah, other than that, like, the car, like, the interior, they did some basic stuff that I don't necessarily like, but... Like, the 325IS E30 is pretty good, and having driven one before, they're a lot of fun, even in stock form.
Oh, it's automatic. I didn't see that.
I thought it was a manual.
Oh.
Never mind. This is crap. I don't want any more.
Well, it's done.
Throw it in the trash.
Yep. Well, your choice is the Tri-Rod. The Tri-Rod, or...
Tri-Hard, more like it.
This vintage Porsche bug or E30 Sacrilege. What is your choice for the best find of the episode? Make sure you vote down below, and maybe I'll actually include the results in the next episode. So please vote now. Vote often, but not actually often, because we have IP checking on. Thank you all for watching. Bye-bye.
Have you voted yet? We're waiting.
Do it.
I'm just going to sit here until you vote.
Do it.
Bucket.
Did he say bucket or did he say...